Zephaniah chapter 2. Gather yourselves together. Yes, gather together, you shameless nation. Before the decree takes effect, before the day blows by like chaff, before the burning anger of the Lord comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all you humble people of the earth who have carried out his commands. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. Maybe then you will be sheltered in the day of the Lord's anger. Yes, Gaza will be deserted, and Ashkelon will be desolate. Ashdod's people will be driven out by noon, and Ekron will be uprooted. Woe to the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Kerethites. The word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan, the land of the Philistines. I will destroy you so that no one is left alive. The seacoast will become pasture land, with shelters for shepherds and sheep pens for flocks. It will become the possession of those who remain from the house of Judah. Their flocks will pasture there. In the houses of Ashkelon they will lie down in the evening, because the Lord their God will take care of them. He will restore their fortunes. I have heard the taunts from Moab and the insults from the Ammonites as they have taunted my people and made proud claims against their territory. Therefore, as I live, declares the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, Moab will become like Sodom, and the people of Ammon like Gomorrah, a patch of ground overgrown with weeds and a salt pit that is desolate forever. The surviving remnant of my people will plunder them, and the remnant of my nation will take possession of their land. This is what they will get for their pride, because they have taunted and talked arrogantly against the people of the Lord's army. The Lord will be terrifying to them when he will starve all the gods of the earth. Then all the distant nations will bow down to him, each of them in their own country. You Cushites, you also will die by my sword. Then he will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria. He will make Nineveh desolate, dry like the wilderness. Flocks and herds will lie down there with all sorts of other creatures. Screech owls and hedgehogs will live among its columns. Owls will hoot through the windows. Rubble will cover the thresholds. Even the cedar beams will be exposed. This was the smug city that lived securely, that said to herself, I am all there is. There are none that compare to me. What a heap of ruins she has become, a place for wild animals to lie down. Everyone who passes by taunts her and shakes his fist. Chapter 3. Woe to the filthy, foul city, the city of oppressors. She did not listen. She does not accept correction. She does not even trust the Lord or draw near to her God. The officials within her are like roaring lions. Her judges are like hungry wolves in the evening that completely devour their prey by morning. Her prophets are reckless, treacherous men. Her priests have profaned what is holy. They have committed violence against the law. The Lord in her midst is just. He does no wrong. Every morning he brings his justice to light. He does not fail. But those who are unjust are shameless. I have cut off nations. Their corner towers are in ruins. I have made their streets desolate with no one passing by. Their cities are laid waste with no one living there. I said, certainly you will fear me. You will accept correction so that your dwelling place will not be destroyed by everything I have threatened. But they eagerly sinned in everything they did. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.